Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. Friday night!
Over in Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, coming to you live, the Built for Tough studio on a feel-good summer Friday. Had some preseason football last night, our first look at Brian Daboll and the Giants, and we get our second look in season number two with Zach Wilson in their first preseason game this year and that offense. And I am holding steadfast on my prediction that Garrett Wilson is going to be one of these talked-about players, just like Justin Jefferson when he burst on the scene as a rookie wide receiver, just like we saw with Jamar Chase. Those are different types of players. Jamar Chase, much bigger than Garrett Wilson, but just like he burst on the scene, there's always a rookie wide receiver that bursts on the scene, and I think it's going to be Garrett Wilson, and the Jets are in desperate need of someone like that. I mean, so with the Giants, we had Odell here for a while, and everybody loved him and all the stuff he was doing, one-handed catches, flying on the field and everything else until it all blew up in his face. But the Jets and Giants really haven't had exciting offensive players in recent memory outside of that.
I mean, like Saquon, his rookie year was like trending that way, and then all of a sudden injuries got in the way.
Yeah. But think about the Jets. When was the last time you had a really exciting, explosive offensive player? This is part of the reason why I think Joe Douglas was so desperately trying to get Tyreek Hill. I mean, you need a guy like that. You need a game changer like that. Now, they ended up drafting Garrett Wilson, who might end up being the better choice.
And cheaper and younger and everything else.
And
allows you to pick other players, too. You didn't have to give up all these draft picks. I've been trying to think the last major personality that the Jets have had.
Well, not, I mean,
with just any sort of personality, yeah. any sort of lightning rod or something was Rex Ryan.
Sure. But he's not a player. He's not on offense. I'm talking about the league is built around offense. That's what it is.
I guess you could say maybe when Brandon Marshall had his great year here.
Yeah. I mean,
he was with Fitz and right. He and Eric Decker. Did some stuff, and yeah, he actually had a really good year.
He had a really good year, but yeah. I mean, he wasn't taking the world by storm.
No,
right?
He wasn't. it's unbelievable. Like, you can't really think of anybody that had a 4 or 5 year period of sustained, unbelievable success.
Yeah, I mean, and anybody that was all that exciting. I mean, you think about all these teams around the league. You know, they've got exciting offensive players. Either it's a running back, or it's a wide receiver, it's a quarterback, it could be your tight end and George Kittle, it could be anything. The Jets haven't had any of that on offense. So Garrett Wilson's got to be the guy. Zach Wilson, I can see it now. The Wilson brothers. Zach Wilson and Garrett Wilson taking New York by storm.
WW2.
Yeah, about that?
Well, we'll see.
I mean,
I hope so, man. You know, like, you know, Joe and those guys were telling us on, Monday or Tuesday?
Joe Douglas, yeah.
Well, we're over there. Look, he's a rookie. He's making some mistakes. He's got to figure it all out.
But he's making unbelievable plays and wowing people.
Yes, and the one thing I will say is that Zach Wilson does something very well, and that is throw on a run. Get out of the pocket, make plays, and maybe he and Garrett Wilson can come up with some plays down the field. The other guy that I'm really excited about is Elijah Moore.
Sure. He had a very, very good year last year. And I think he's going to come back and be even better. I mean, the pieces are there.
Brexton Berrios was good last year.
I'm so happy that they brought him back. And him and Zach Wilson are very close. I thought that was a great choice. So to re-sign him.
I mean, look, they're stacked at wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
They are. The question is Denzel Mims going to make the team, or are they going to trade him?
Yeah, well, I think he's going to come down to whether or not he plays special teams, right? I mean, he's that far down the depth chart.
Yeah, he's a big kid, though. That's the thing. That's a big target right there. But really, it usually comes down to an extra defensive back, extra linebacker, or an extra wide receiver.
Yeah, and I do think that they're going to give him every opportunity because Joe Douglas did draft him in the second round, and they want to make sure that he's not a total bust, that he came into camp,
you know, trying to prove himself.
Well, they all said that he did come back to camp and he was a much better player and looks like he was trying to take himself more serious. I mean, when you think, I mean, come on, man. You got Corey Davis, CJ Uzomah, Elijah Moore, Braxton Berrios, Garrett Wilson, Denzel Mims, Conklin.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they did all the right things, at least on paper.
Right, absolutely.
To get the most out of their quarterback. And now they're making another, they're signing a 37-year-old left tackle because he's the best guy out there and they're spending $22 million on him.
Yeah, well, they have to. And I don't know what the guarantees are in that contract. It was all guaranteed or not. But, I mean, they were desperate. They needed him. He's going to come in and start right away because of the Mekhi Becton injury. And, I mean, he was a Pro Bowler last year. I know he's 37, but he's got the experience. And the experience when you have a young quarterback, you got someone there blocking your blind side that's seen everything in his career, can't be a bad thing.
Cannot be a bad thing. And look, we saw this offense last year with two other quarterbacks move this ball up and down the field.
I mean, you know what? The answer to that question might be Mike White. Mike White might be the most exciting Jets player in the last 20 years. Seriously. I mean, he gave us like a Jeremy Lin-type run.
Right, exactly.
I mean, we were going nuts. I know I was going nuts. I couldn't wait. I went to that Mike White game at the Buffalo. I was telling everybody at the Winners Brothers tailgate. I was like, oh, man, Mike White. I bet the Jets that day. Mike White, I love Mike White. It's going to be another 350 yards. It might even beat the Bills. And he was terrible, of course, threw like three picks. They got their asses handed to him. It was a long bus ride home.
What about Revis? Would you put him on the lengthier, exciting player?
I mean, I'm talking to
He's a Hall of Fame player for sure.
But yes, offense I would.
Like Nick Mangold was a great player for them. You know, DePrickashaw Ferguson was a great player for them.
Talking about like an offensive weapon.
He's talking about somebody that just jumps off the page at you, like a Justin Jefferson or a...
Or like Odell when he got
Odell
here.
Or, you know, Jamar Chase, those types of players.
Or they haven't had one of those guys.
Gronk.
Yeah, any of those positions, running back, tight end, wide receiver, quarterback.
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, just give me somebody like that on offense.
Okay.
I think they're going to get it with Garrett Wilson.
Well, it all depends. This young quarterback is whose personality that we kind of liked on Tuesday. Hopefully, you know, he's ready to roll.
Let's go to Rich, who's calling from Staten Island. What's up, Rich?
Hey, guys. I just want to touch upon your point about Garrett Wilson. I finally think that the Jets are drafting the right way. I finally think that they're piecing together what they need around this kid, Zach Wilson, who, in my opinion, has one of the better deep balls in the NFL. I know it's only been 1 year, and Garrett Wilson can stretch the field. I wanted to ask you guys both your opinions. When you're looking at these guys from the draft, the rookie wide receivers, you know, coming out year after year, if you guys had three qualities that you had to look at if you're evaluating these wide receivers, what are the three qualities that you guys would look for in wide receivers today? Well,
yeah, I mean, Boomer's going to, I'm sure, say route running is a big deal. To me, speed, those route running, speed, and the want to, that thing that we always talk about, a loving ball, that thing. The guy who's going to be studying the playbook in his spare time as opposed to doing Instagram lives in his spare time. Those would be the three things that I would say.
Well, those are easy things to look at. And then there's the other thing, the be able to go up and get the ball.
Yeah.
You know, because how many times you see wide receiver, you know, go up along the sidelines or the back of the end zone, and they go up and get the football. They fight for the football.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we as quarterbacks are always taught to trust your receivers. And there were receivers that I trusted that if I knew I threw it to Chris Collinsworth or Eddie Brown or Rob Moore, that they were going to go fight for the football, and they were going to come down with it, and they were not going to allow it to be intercepted. Now, part of that is that's the trust factor that you have to have in your top-end wide receivers. And, you know, it only comes over time. And then, you know, there's got to be those subtleties within the game where you kind of understand what each other's doing and you can read each other's mind and you can read defenses together. So when a guy turns out, you know he's going to turn out and you hit him on the outside shoulder if it's his own, you know, defense. If it's a man defense, then you know that he might take a step in and then break out and then you try to hit him on the run. Those are all. That's why they practice so much. That's why they watch so much tape. That's why they talk so much, because you want to make sure that when the bullets are flying for real, that intensity and that anxiety is at a minimum, so you can just be yourself and play.
Now at Ohio State, Garrett Wilson, even though he isn't the tallest guy, is someone who made amazing, spectacular catches and also contested catches, even at his height.
And that's why Zach Wilson was so high on him when we were talking about him the other day.
Yeah.
Now the question is just learning his offense and his responsibilities.
Yeah, so BT texted both of us and said, go back and look at the Brandon Marshall season, which you mentioned, the 2015 season. And I know he had a great year statistically. But, like, was anybody, like, so excited about Brandon? He was a veteran at that point. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he had a great year.
Right.
But, I mean, if that's the best example that we've got.
But it is, though. I mean, when you think about his production, how big he is, he was a personality.
Sure. Yeah, he was. Yeah.
I mean, he was working at Showtime with us.
Right. I mean, it's a good example. It just still the point remains that the Jets have
unfortunately, he was not drafted by the Jets. He wasn't here for 10 years.
Right.
It wasn't one of those types of players. He's a mercenary.
Right. And he was... It's different when it's your guy and it's a rookie, too. Like, when Odell burst onto the scene like that, it was just nuts. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, when Randy Moss in his rookie season, seeing the stuff that he did was just mind-blowing.
Who was the running back that when Rex first got here, they got him from the Bears?
Thomas Jones?
Thomas Jones.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy was, but he wasn't, like, exciting, but he was physical.
Oh,
like,
solid.
He was, like, a solid running back, and I know Rex loved him because of the way that he ran.
Sure.
But he wasn't like Derrick Henry. He's not Adrian Peterson in his prime. You know, they didn't draft him. They brought him in, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, even when the Jets went to back-to-back AFC championship games, it's not like, I mean, we remember that defense more than anything.
Yeah, but I remember, you know, like I said, they had a good offensive line.
Yeah, great offensive line.
And they were able to run the ball, and they were able to protect Mark Sanchez for the most part.
I mean, if everything bears out with this offense, and I know it's a huge if, but if they reach their potential, this could be the most exciting Jets offense we've ever seen. It could be.
Problem is they are in the toughest conference.
I know, but, I mean.
And I'm telling you, like, even watching New England last night, you know, like, there's nothing that really is exciting. It jumps off the page when you watch them.
But they weren't even playing their starters.
I know. But they're going to be put together well, man. You know it.
Sure. I mean, they're always going to play hard. They're going to be well coached. We know this. But the days of, I mean, Belichick's not going to win another championship with Mac Jones. It's not going to happen, especially in the conference that you're talking about. There's too many good teams. I mean, they're going to be around 500. You know, they might sneak into a wild card, and they're going to run into one of these other teams, the Chiefs, the Chargers, whoever the hell else.
Just don't sleep on them is what I'm telling you.
I know. I mean, who sleeps on Bill Belichick? Nobody's sleeping on him. We're all awake.
Okay.
Come on.
Just don't sleep on him.
That's no, all. I know. I mean, if he got himself like a real quarterback again, like Mac Jones is okay. But I mean, if he got himself a real legit star quarterback again, then watch out, of course.
So Mac Jones taking his team in a 17-game season to the playoffs is meaningless?
It's not,
like unheard of.
It's not meaningless.
That means something, man. That kid can handle it.
Sure. Okay. That's great. But we're talking about the Patriots and their standard and Belichick and all the rings that he has.
But you're sitting here and you're discounting Mac Jones for some reason.
I don't know. He bores me. He does.
That's exactly what he wants.
Okay, great. But that's what the Giants wanted when they drafted Daniel Jones. They wanted an Eli clone, and look what they got.
So, to your point, you were talking about... Let's think about offensive rookie of the year last year in the NFL. It was Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
And Ja'Marr Chase won it because he was playing with his former teammate Joe Burrow, and he just burst off the screen.
Mm-hmm.
You'd watch the games. He'd catch six balls. He'd be flying down the sideline. It's an amazing, amazing, he had an amazing season.
Yeah.
And he was one of the big reasons why they went all the way to the Super Bowl. But when I think about what Mac Jones did last year, he started from day one and took his team to the playoffs playing the hardest position in all of professional sports. How is he not offensive rookie of the year?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because he wasn't exciting.
Right? That's my point that I'm trying to, you know, this is what you're echoing.
Yeah, yeah. A guy, right, excitement, entertainment, jump off the screen, must-see TV. Mac Jones is not that guy.
But to do what he did.
I'm not discounting it.
He had an amazing rookie season.
Yeah, and we've seen rookies really struggle in the NFL.
We've seen rookies come in and play well, but not get their teams to the playoffs. He got his team to the playoffs.
Man, if you look, I'm looking at the list of offensive rookie of the year winners recently. You know, Saquon was one of those guys.
Yeah.
You know, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Herbert, Kyler Murray, Saquon Barkley, Alvin Kamara, Dak Prescott, Todd Gurley, Odell. And then we get into two guys... after this that Eddie Lacy. Remember
Eddie Lacy for the Packers, yes.
Yeah, and then RG3.
And RG3, who ended up coming back trying to play with, on a knee injury.
Yeah.
And made really good friends with Daniel Snyder.
Yeah, and, too good of friends.
And everybody's like...
He lost the locker room.
He lost the locker room, is right. And Kirk Cousins won the locker room.
Yep, down there he did.
Yes, he did.
I mean, I don't know how he's doing in Minnesota as far as winning the locker room, but his coach hated him. But I think this coach likes him, apparently.
Well, this coach's offense.
Yeah, of course. So I expect him to have a good offensive year. Justin Jefferson's just the best. But hey, yeah.
All these coaches coming off of the McVay
tree.
Tree now. Is amazing.
Yeah. Well, you got Zach Taylor went to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And now
Kevin O'Connell.
You got him in Minnesota.
You got Hackett, right? Yeah. Well, Hackett came from New England. I mean, Green Bay.
Yeah. He wasn't there. He wasn't a McVay
guy. Right.
But you got three of them. You got McVay, you got Zach Taylor, and you got O'Connell now. So
it's amazing.
Everybody's searching for the next Sean McVay.
So how many teams in the NFL have a coach who is in his second year or less, and how many of those coaches had never coached before getting this job that they have now? I would say it's got to be like at least.
We got two of them in New York.
I know, but I'm thinking like it's got to be at least a third of the league, right?
Yeah.
2 years or less. Where this is their job. So, like, in other words, you Sala. Have Brian Daboll is yeah. in his rookie year, and Sala is in his second year and didn't have a job as a head coach before that.
Right.
So how many of those guys fit that criteria in the NFL?
The Bears with Eberflus. It's another one.
Sirianni.
Right.
Philadelphia's another one.
Second year. The Vikings we just talked about. That's another one. I mean, yeah, we can go on and on.
Matt Rhule?
He's in his third year.
He's in his third year.
Yeah. He's in his third year. But no, I mean, it happens. It's the turnover. See it every single year.
Dolphins.
Right. That's right. Mike McDaniel. Absolutely. I don't know who else we're missing. I'm sure there's
several more. We're missing a bunch of them. Yeah, sure.
I have to go through all the teams.
Broncos.
That's right. Yep. Another situation there where they got rid of Vic Fangio. Yeah. I mean, this is what happens. It's never the retread stuff is rare these days. You know, I mean, the fact that Todd Bowles got another job, you know, coming up through.
Josh McDaniels.
Right. Well,
Lovie Smith.
But he's been a head coach before.
That's a retread.
Yeah, right. Those are retreads.
That's a retread.
Those are retreads.
In your eyes, that's a retread.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So, Lovie Smith.
Yeah. Todd Bowles.
Todd Bowles.
And Josh McDaniels.
Josh McDaniels.
And Mike McCarthy was a retread.
And Mike McCarthy, retread. There you go. That's four right there.
Four retreads.
Right.
There's got to be more in there, too, I'm sure. But. People want the next great thing. Who's the next great genius? That's why Mike McDaniel's got a job. And the guy was like a GA 2 years ago. You know, he was picking up Chipotle for the offensive staff 6 months ago.
And now he's running the Dolphins.
Right, it's crazy.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Got a few tweets about the Feel Good Friday shirt that I'm wearing. No, it is no longer available on the WFAN team store because nothing is really available on the WFAN team store anymore. Just a couple of hats and a couple of shirts. I don't know exactly what happened with all of that, but not even the Buzz or No Buzz shirt is available, the warm-up show shirt. I thought they just were going to be available. I thought they were just going to make them and whatever.
That was an that was a collectible item.
Yeah.
So we had exclusive.
I don't know why, you know, and I know Jerry does this with his calendar. Just take Jerry's saying and put him on a T-shirt and sell T-shirts as well as the calendar, Jerry.
Yes. I have mugs.
But you're doing it.
I am doing it. Yes.
Oh. And we're doing it with Yankee tickets. It's a Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. A pair of field-level tickets to see the Yankees and the Blue Jays at Yankee Stadium on Saturday, August 20th. Right now, be a caller 7 at 866-540-WFAN. It's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub-sandwich shop of New York Yankees box office blitz. And the Fan.
All right. Jerry, you pre-order the calendars now, right?
We did. We started this week, as a matter of fact.
Okay, and it's all new sayings and all new pictures.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All new. Sharing the press, sharing the money with the Boomer Esiason Foundation this year.
Very nice.
And we're off to a very good start, I would say.
Okay.
All right, good.
Great to hear.
All right,
what's happening in sports?
We are powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. And we're brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone. First touchdown, I know it's the preseason, of 2022 goes to the Giants.
Giants are the first and goal to seven. Taylor under center takes the snap, drops back, throws a slant over the middle, caught for a touchdown. Richie James right in the middle of the end zone off to our left, and he gives the Giants the lead.
First big blue score of the, not score, first touchdown for the Giants this year. They had a field goal on the board already. That was part of their win over the Patriots, 23-21. Daniel Jones, 6 of 10 for 69 yards, and Tyrod Taylor, that touchdown pass, he was 13 of 21 for 129. Here was that coach, Brian Daboll, in his first year. So your thoughts of Daniel Jones?
There was some good, and, you know, some things we could add back. What was he, 6 of 10? You know, we threw a couple vertical plays there. They had a couple free runners relative to the protection. But I thought he operated the offense well.
That's good, yeah, operated the offense
well. He seems like a guy that's not going to say a lot of dumb things.
Daboll.
Yeah.
He seems like he really knows what the hell he's doing.
Yeah, he's been around football for a really long time. He's seen everything. He's been an assistant. He's done everything.
Yeah.
But you know how many guys we've seen come through here that say a lot of dumb things.
But we've done this a lot with these camp shows over the years. Very impressed by Saleh and Daboll.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, you know, the only guy I think that we don't make fun of is Buck Showalter right now.
Well, how could you?
He never says anything dumb.
He says a lot of goofy things, but he's Buck Showalter.
Right, he's Buck Showalter. But I don't think either Rob Saleh or Brian Daboll we're going to be mocking. I think both of them kind of get it.
Not great content.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Give it time, boys. Give it time.
Maybe, I suppose.
We didn't feel that way about Joe Judge, and he ended up going off the rails. Right?
Yes, but yes. But you could see there was potential because he was a hard ass.
Sure. Yeah, he was.
Well, you know, this is Rob Saleh's second year now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people want to see improvement. And he's going to have to, you know, deal with all the stuff that goes on with a second year coach. And man, he's got to be praying to God that his quarterback is ready to go.
Well, I mean, as for Daboll, first-year head coach, as we know, so how did you do in your first game on the sidelines?
I thought the organization on the sideline was good. Didn't have any wasted timeouts on substitution errors or getting calls in late. You know, lost a timeout there on a challenge. So that was my first one, and I lost that one.
It's his first time, too. Here was Kayvon Thibodeau, their rookie linebacker. Yeah, good start, but you know what? Now we need to get better.
Just to continue to sharpen our tools, we got to get back to work. We got a lot to work on, a lot to get right. So just making sure we don't get too carried away and we continue to just focus on the little things that's going to keep helping us grow and, you know, bring us together as a team.
In the meantime, the Jets will play tonight against the Eagles. The Jets with the new offensive tackle as they sign former Seahawk Dwayne Brown, 2 years, $22 million. We heard from Todd Bowles earlier. We hear from Todd Bowles now. Tom Brady will be away from the Bucs for a little period of time. Should be back after their August 20th game against the Titans. So one of the follow-up questions, which would make sense, will he be there and be ready for the Sunday night opener against the Cowboys on September 11th?
There's no doubt. Obviously, there's always going to be doubt, but I have a pretty high level of confidence, yes.
No doubt. Well, there could be some doubt.
Yeah. I mean, Todd Bowles, this is giving me, like, the shakes.
Thinking Todd Bowles?
Yeah, thinking back to that Todd Bowles era. Oh, that was bad. What was worse, the end of the Mac era, the end of the Todd Bowles era, or the Adam Gase era?
Happy Adam Gase.
Happy Gase.
Bowles is the least of the few, because we had zero expectations for that.
But you had, yeah, you know, the Adam Gase.
Adam Gase.
Yes, that whole era ended with that Greg Williams Raiders thing.
Oh, my God.
That incredible debacle.
I mean, and it started with that press conference, which was just unbelievable. Ray, I don't know.
With the eyes?
Yeah, I don't know if it was sniffing glue or something before he went out there, but something was going on. That was bizarre. I mean, I've never seen... I mean, that will never be topped.
No.
In the history of press conferences, there's no way.
I thought Mickey Callaway's press conference was pretty good the other way.
Visually, I agree with you. The Callaway press conference might be the most bizarre, horrendous audio press conference.
Yeah.
But visually, nothing will top that with those eyes.
Right, especially it's like new regime. You know, Christopher Johnson hired him.
Yes.
It was like, this guy knows where football is going. The Jet fans hated the hire because they hated him in Miami. And he sits there going...
that seemed to me like an Adderall press conference. Is what it seemed like.
Remember the videos they came out? People put the little cartoon taco.
Yeah. Right.
His eyes were falling around a taco.
Over. It was also like the first time we saw him without a baseball hat on.
And he looked goofy.
Yeah, just bizarre.
Well, it's like Derek Jeter, though. Derek Jeter without the baseball cap looks like a completely different person.
That is true. Much older, too.
Yes, I would agree. He puts the cap on now. He looks like the same guy. Take it off. He's bald, and he looks at Tiger Woods is another one.
Yes.
Doesn't quite look the same without the hat on.
Was Gase still coaching that high school team, do we know? That was the last thing he was doing.
Well, his Jet money might have run out, so maybe, maybe not. Right? He can't still be paying. That's got to be over, right? How long ago? They've had 19 coaches. That's how long ago?
He had a five-year deal. Didn't he have
four?
I think he had a five-year deal, yeah.
Five-year deal,
so they got this could be the last year of it.
Man, what a great job.
Tacos.
He'd have two more years, I think.
Two more?
Yeah, because this is...
This year or next year.
Yeah, because Sala replaced Gase, right? So,
man.
It's 2 years.
I wonder if there's a hotel up by that high school he's staying in.
That's all he did was stay in hotels.
You know, we feel bad for these guys getting fired, and I do. But you think about that. This money for nothing.
Well, think about all the Knicks coaches that are still getting paid. I mean,
Larry Brown is still being paid.
Right, yeah. I mean, I think Derek Fisher and Jeff Hornacek are still getting paid by the Knicks.
Yeah.
You know, we make fun of the Mets for Bobby Bonilla, but at least that's one guy.
Right.
You know, the Knicks got like 19 guys on the roster.
And as we were discussing before, Ken Griffey Jr. is like the seventh highest paid player on the Reds still.
The picture that they use for Gase on Wikipedia is from the press conference, and his eyes are wide open. It's perfect.
Does it say what he's doing?
No,
now?
It doesn't. I can't.
So maybe he's not in the. Yeah, maybe he's still coaching high school football. And good for him. Anyhow, your quarterback, Kirk Cousins, very well might have COVID. He was sent home from training camp because he was sick. And according to reports, he is being tested for that. Mets take on the Phillies tonight. Big series at Citi Field just because it's the Phillies. Now, remember the Keith Hernandez stuff about not wanting to work these games? And he's
yes.
Not, so someone put out, I'm not sure from which game it was this week, but I think it was the Marlins. So it had to have been one of the last few days where the Phillies made two errors on one play.
Yeah.
First baseman drops the ball, basically scoops it up and misses it, and the pitcher comes over, goes to grab it, and scoops it right past the first baseman. Well, actually, so maybe Keith had something right there. Who knows?
Let's hope they continue to do that.
See if they kick the ball.
Ha, ha, ha. Phillies suck. Yeah.
Max Scherzer, Ranger Suarez are the starters tonight. 7-game lead for the Mets atop the Braves in the NL East. And I believe Philadelphia is 3.5 behind Atlanta. The Mets are 73-39 in the season. The Yankees are 71-41. Their road trip continues, but now they're in Boston against the Red Sox, who have not been good for a while now. They're 3 games under 500 after they had a little resurgence there in the middle of the season. Domingo Germán, Nathan Eovaldi, the starters. Yankees a 10-game lead on Toronto, but now a half game behind Houston for tops in the American League as the Astros beat the Rangers yesterday 7-3. Field of Dreams game in Iowa featured the Cubs and the Reds.
Let's see if Hap can keep it going. He can. Line drive, base hit, left center. Another run is going to score. Coming in is Horner on his way to second safely as Hap. And the Cubs now lead 3-0.
And that is Cubs radio with the call. They would win this game as the Field of Dreams. It was a success for sure. But certainly a lot different from last year. And you had the Harry Carey moment. 4-2 was the final, by the way, where he sang the national anthem. The hologram we can discuss as I play.
This is
his voice, right?
This is his voice, right. His image. He's moving, and he looks real.
I mean, like, how long does a guy have to be dead for this to not be
creepy?
The creepiest thing in the world. Because this is creepy. Like, what if they had done this with Vin Scully? That would have been, right?
Yeah, that would have been too soon.
Yeah.
But that's a great question. Now, what's too soon?
Yeah, what's too soon? And they're like, oh, Harry Carey's been dead for what? I don't know, 10, 15 years, maybe, something like that. So let's resurrect him and throw him out there.
So, all right, here's a question for you. 2024, Dodgers-Giants do this game. Too soon? And he goes, it's time for Dodgers baseball.
I mean, yeah. This is,
well, let me ask you this.
This is opening up a can of worms here.
All right, so he passed away, as we know, a couple weeks ago. They played it at, not Pac Bell, what the hell is it called again? AT&T Park, wherever it is in San Francisco. They played his video, and then they had a moment of silence, but they played, what's the difference if it's a video or that?
Well, because it's a video of the person actually talking when they were alive. This is now, we're taking this person's image after they're dead, something they didn't do, and projecting it up on to whatever. It's creepy. It's not something that they, it's a dead person doing something that they didn't do when they were alive.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel.
Like Tupac, they did this with Tupac.
I mean, what are you like the arbiter of dead guys' holograms now, or what?
No,
I mean, I think most of the fans probably liked it. I'm sure Harry Carey's family liked it.
I would bet you that most of the fans did not like it and thought that was creepy. They had to have.
I'm telling you, they were always singing with him. Or the hologram.
Would you go see a Frank Sinatra concert if it was a hologram?
No.
That looked that good? I might.
No way. No. This is too weird. Like, where does it stop?
All right, so like we said, what if Paul and Ringo got together and had holograms of John and George for one concert?
Now we're talking.
I'm only because
I kind of like that idea.
At the McCartney concerts that I've seen on social media, Paul does do a song with the giant screen above him with John singing together.
Do you think this is going to expand to, like, regular people? So if you could have your dead relatives sitting at a Thanksgiving dinner with you as a hologram? You think we're going to get to that point?
He's a hologram, you moron.
Right, exactly.
Either that or
you can go to Peru.
You know, I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start, like, recording myself eating Thanksgiving dinner, and then I want my hologram after I'm dead to be at every Thanksgiving.
We're already preparing the boomer hologram. We'll just pump in Ranger comments, live golf, and de Blasio.
And taxes.
And we're all set. Done.
Congestion pricing. I'm sure you're looking forward to that, aren't you, Eddie?
Absolutely.
Yep. Do your part for society.
Good morning, boomer hologram. How are you?
I swollen testicles.
Well, that'd be great.
Sorry,
Jerry. It worked forever.
I don't know. I don't know where this goes. But that was interesting last night.
You were creeped out by it.
Yes.
part of me was like,
creepy and cool. And then I was like,
God, that looks good, though.
I wasn't creeped out at all by it.
I don't know how you can't. I mean,
not at all.
So weird.
I mean, especially when they showed him from the back. That was really strange.
What's worse, a clone or a hologram?
Well, a clone's a whole different type of.
Yeah. What do we got in the White House?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, save that for the hologram.
What else? But Kyrie Irving stuff, whatever. Bill Russell, his number 6, retired by the NBA forever. Unless you're wearing it now like LeBron James, you're grandfathered in. But that number will not be handed out any longer going forward. First player in NBA history to have his jersey retired league-wide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Yeah, the Giants kicking off their preseason last night. No Mets and Yankees last night, but they'll get going again tonight. A really important series for the both of them, of course, as we are deep into the season and into August. But we're talking about this Harry Caray hologram from last night during the Field of Dreams game, where he sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the seventh inning stretch. Well, a hologram of Harry Caray did, and it was interesting. Now, I'd seen this before. With Tupac, they did a Tupac show with him as a hologram. He's been dead for a long time, obviously. Harry Caray, same thing. But it's strange to me, but apparently this stuff is going on elsewhere, and we have a couple of callers that are going to tell us about that. Mark is in Jackson Heights. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Boom and Geo. How you guys doing?
Great, Mark. What's up, man?
Hey, I called you a couple times before. I first wanted to thank you for such a great... Every morning, my wife and I, we have our cappuccino, and we're listening to you cats, and, you know, it's so great. So I want to tell you, I'm a longtime road rat jazz saxophone player.
Okay.
I never went to college. I teach at Juilliard now, and so I played with a lot of people that are long gone, and I was... One of the names I'll mention to you with this subject is I was in Sinatra's band for 3 years, the last 3 years.
Wow, okay.
And it was really just amazing. I knew I was witnessing some great stuff, and I was the youngest cat, so I just kept my mouth shut. Just like Boomer says, you know, one hit, one play, I did the same thing. One note.
One note at a time, yes. Yeah. So is there a Frank Sinatra hologram out there now?
So they called me up. About 8-10 years after he died, and they said, Mark, we're putting a band back together, and we're doing a 6-week run with Sinatra at Radio City. I said, he's dead. And they go, we know, but we're doing a hologram.
Wow, this really happened?
We did the gig, and Gio, I was the bartender for on stage, and I served a drink to this hologram, and then Sinatra sang it's a quarter to three, there's no one in the place but you and me. And then I pulled out my saxophone from underneath the bar and was playing a duet with the hologram.
How is this even possible that, like...
My wife swore.
But, like...
My wife swore that it looked like I was right on stage with them.
This is blowing my mind. So, like, how do you play with something, like, was it off the record that he's singing? Like, is it from a live performance? Like, what is he singing?
Yeah, it's 2 a.m, whatever that, you know, one of his big hits was. And you just play the track. They have the tracks of Sinatra singing it. And I had to just pretend like I was talking to him. Like, Frank walks into the bar, and I say, hey, how's it going? He goes, set me up, Joe. So I pour a drink, and then he starts singing, and I can hear him over the loudspeaker, and then I just pulled out my alto, and I was playing Little Doodles in back of him. And Dan says, my wife said, I couldn't see anything. I was playing to, like, nothing.
Oh, so you couldn't see anything, but the audience could.
The audience said it looked like you were right there with Sinatra on stage. Like, so, I mean, they did the same thing with Elvis, too, I think. So this may be something for, like, 2050 where you'd go to a lot of gigs or hologram gigs, you know.
You know, what's amazing is that the audience could see it, but you couldn't.
Yes.
And why
anyway,
is that? I wonder, why is that? Any idea?
I don't know all of the scientific diddles about it. I just, I couldn't see anything. So I don't know if there was some kind of screen. I don't know. I can't tell you, man. Maybe somebody else could tell you.
Man, I couldn't imagine paying money to go see a hologram before.
Like to me, like I would think after about 10 minutes, I'd be bored. I really would because it's not the real person.
Yeah. You know?
So, like, when Billy Joel kicks the bucket or, you know, am I going to the garden to go see Billy Joel still playing?
Well, but no. You've experienced the real thing. But in the future, somebody could go and experience the Beatles as they were
in concert. Yeah, like they can do, like Dave's going to tell us, ABBA. Hey, Dave in Westchester, what's happening, Dave?
Boomer and Geo, Feel Good Friday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the guys from ABBA, you know, they've got this thing nailed. They're in their 70s, but they own all their gigs. So they made a hologram show of themselves in their 70s outfit. They do the laser light show, and they're selling out arenas all over Europe with this thing.
Hold on. Now, these are avatars that they created. So as I understand it, it took them about 5 years to take all the camera angles of the actual person themselves, and then they created avatars, and they're doing it that way.
Yes. But they don't have to go on stage themselves anymore.
Right, but they're not holograms. They're avatars.
So they're not performing as themselves? Like, I don't know how many people in ABBA are still alive, but they don't perform as themselves at all? They just put these hologram avatars out there?
Yeah, that's what goes on stage. And it looks like it has all the lighting and everything. It looks like the 70s show.
Wow. I mean, that's just...
That is amazing. I know it's amazing. And I was reading about it. So, like I said, 5 years... of just like 150 to 160 hours per person.
Mm-hmm.
They had been shooting, you know, as if they were actually doing a concert. And then they created avatars out of the four members of ABBA, and they actually call them avatars.
Avatars, okay.
Yes.
So, and they don't perform at all. I mean, it's amazing. So they're basically like, all right, we're old now, and we have hits, and we can't sing like we used to, so why not send out the 70s version of us, because that's what people fell in love with anyway.
You know, Mick Jagger, Steven Tyler, got to get those guys avatared up.
Yeah, I mean, at this point.
Those guys going right now.
But they have the young face on the avatar, I'm assuming.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Yes, they do. Yes.
It's what they look like in the 70s.
Right, so it's like you're going to experience a 70s ABBA concert, but also with their latest new album mixed in.
Now, is this 3D when you're looking at it?
I'm assuming it is. I mean, I'm looking at a picture here. There they are right there. You can see.
Because, like, what would be the difference if it's not 3D? Then what would be the difference of going to a show to see a hologram as opposed to watching an old live concert of the actual person, you know, on television?
There it is right there.
Yeah, it's 3D. Yeah. That's it's freaky. The fact that can be done.
I don't know why you're all freaked out about this, you know, with, you know, the technology that's, you know,
well, when it's dead people, it's freaky. I'm sorry.
Well, these guys aren't dead.
I know, and they're alive, and they're watching the younger versions of themselves. I mean, if a younger... Harry Carey's in the middle of us right now on CBS Sports Network.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
If like a younger version of yourself walked into the studio right now, a 3D hologram of Boomer in 1989, you wouldn't be freaked out by that?
None. I mean...
Come on!
Boomer, would you go to a hologram of, you know, Seaver against, you know, the Cubs in 60?
See, that's the thing. I don't necessarily know that I would do that. I don't know. I don't think I would do that. You know, like, music kind of crosses over generations, and I could always go back and watch the replay of a game, you know, on YouTube or something, or find it on MLB archives. But, you know, this is like, this. You're actually going to a theater to listen to them perform.
Sure, but it's the record versions of them performing, I think, is what this guy was saying, at least with Sinatra, which you can listen to whenever.
Yeah, but you're at a club, you're seeing something for the first time. Like, I think maybe the first time you might enjoy it.
Yeah.
But then after that, I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, could you imagine, like, the avatars of We Are the World?
Yeah, all those people that are in that?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a Michael Jackson avatar out there at this point. There's got to be. I mean, if they're doing ABBA and Frank Sinatra, there's got to be a Michael Jackson. But
you know, ABBA is, you know, they own all their music, as the previous caller said. They own all their, I guess they own all their shows. So business, very, very smart. And now they're not only selling their albums, their new album, but they're also selling out shows where they don't even have to be there and they're getting paid.
Yeah, no, it is genius. And they're also giving people what they want. It's not like, you know, they're not going out there over the hill, barely being able to sing. They're giving them at their in their prime.
And then you think about the movies that they've done, the Broadway play that they've done.
Right.
And you think about all of the things that ABBA's been involved in. We kind of laugh at it. Thinking they could be one of the most successful pop bands ever.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.